Women and Minorities Lead the GOP's Freshman Class. By Hannah Blow on November 13, 2020. Women and minorities lead the Republican Party's incoming freshman class in the U.S. House of Representatives, following the Democrat Party's stunning lack of a blue wave. Republicans have flipped 10 House seats, surpassing expectations of Democrats, some of whom believed they would expand their majority in the House by double digits. So far, all of the Republicans who have flipped House Democrat seats are either a woman or a minority. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, spoke to the significance of this during a press conference on Thursday. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement, McCarthy said. We will, our post to have 29 House Republican women join our ranks, surpassing the previous record. Every Democrat incumbent who lost either lost to a woman, minority, or veteran Republican, McCarthy continued. Meanwhile, Democrats are set to have the slimmest Democrat majority since World War II. Pundits, polls, and Democrats were all wrong in their predictions, he continued. Not one Republican incumbent lost. Republicans won from Miami to New York to Minnesota to California, he said. The only seat the Democrats won was an open seat. And then they claim to have won a redistricting in North Carolina where Republicans didn't even run. He added, taking issue with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, claim of a mandate. I heard the speaker called a mandate. It was a mandate against socialism. It was a mandate against defunding the police. It was a mandate against wasting a majority that the Democrats have done for the last Congress, he added. Reports of infighting have surfaced in the days following Democrat Party losses in the House. As moderates urge the caucus to move to the center and far-left members urge the party to charge forward with their embrace of radical proposals.